Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everybody, David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. And I want to talk to you about a few things I think are pretty fascinating. One, how do you accelerate your income from wherever you are to where you want to be? I see people, you know, it's interesting. People will come to me on a consistent basis. And they'll be like, David, I want to work with you personally. I really want to do this. They know what the cost is. They know what the commitment is to being able to do it. And inevitably, what happens with most of them is they can't pull the trigger to do it. They can't get themselves to do the work. They can't get themselves to make the sales. They can't get themselves to increase the income. And any, you know, people will tell you that have worked with me, part of the deal with personally is that we make sure that your business is set up so that when you're paying me, it shouldn't be a struggle on your personal income. It's built into your business expenses so that you can earn it. But what's the problem? The problem is that they're not doing the work. I wouldn't say the people that are working with me aren't doing the work. The people that are working with me are doing the work. But people that want to work with me, that don't pull that trigger, and it's just always a want, want, want. Like I get people in live seminars that stand up at the microphone and they say, I've wanted to work with you for 3 years. I wanted to work with you for 5 years. I've been following you for 10 years. I want to work with you. And yet they have not actually done what they need to do to be able to do this. And I find this extremely disconcerting because we've got a massive problem that is headed our way like a fucking locomotive freight train. And if we don't understand what that is, it's both a problem and an opportunity. But here's the difference. It'll be a problem for the people that don't get their shit together and start making a change. And it'll be an opportunity for the ones that actually do. The whole idea, you know, if we think to ourselves back when the internet really started taking off and people started doing really interesting things with it, in the early to mid 2000s, there were still so many business people that don't understand it. Today, there's still so many business people that don't understand it, which is actually really mind blowing. To think that there's some people out there that still think that this is a fad, like it's going to go away at some point and business is going to go back to the way that it was like in the 1970s or 80s is insane. But I've run across them. Those people are actually out there. What they don't understand is that it's changing at an even more rapid clip than they could ever possibly imagine. And the internet is doing something that's extremely unique. It's edging out the middle man as far as business goes, and it's going more direct to consumer, more direct to consumer, more direct to consumer. Now, where is this a bad thing for some people? Well, if you are a middle business provider, eventually you're going to become obsolete. If you are a business to consumer, if you're a B2C business, then you're going to do well if you can raise your head above the millions of other people out there that are competing for the same space. And this goes back to earlier lessons that I've talked about where we have a real problem being seen, a real problem standing out above the crowd, being counted, showing our talent, showing our gifts, and getting our message across to people so that they understand that we have something of value to them. Because we don't want to be on video, we don't want to be on audio. We're doing a Facebook post, you know, maybe once a week or a couple of times a month, or we're barely using Instagram or barely using, you know, Twitter or LinkedIn or any of the other platforms that are out there. It comes from this idea that that I should not be seen. I should not self-promote. I should not talk about myself, what I have, what I'm doing, and really standing out there in the ownership of who you are as a person so that you can be recognized by the people that are going to want to do business with you. And this is only going to become more of a problem, and it's going to become more of an opportunity for the people that are really willing to work through those issues that they have doing it. My biggest thing is, like, I see so many people that just aren't willing to do it. They're sitting around thinking that they have time, and they don't. I cannot say enough about how fast this is changing. You know, we have things like blockchain. Those things aren't going away. Like, you're not going to put that stuff back in a box. When blockchain is everywhere, like, it's over. Like, it's done. As long as the governments don't come in and work on regulating that to an extent, because it's scaring the hell out of them right now, the way that we do business is going to be very, very, very different. Now, you think about the way that you sell a house right now and all the paperwork that you have to go through, all the different people that have to be involved in that, everybody that's got their finger in the honeypot to be able to pull money out of it. When blockchain takes that over, it'll be direct to consumer and nobody else will be involved. It'll be you, the seller or the buyer, and it'll be the buyer and the seller, and that'll be it. That transaction will take place and it'll be done. Everybody else that's involved in it to this point will be out. They're going to be out of the game. And it's going to be that way for so many things with different smart technologies that are coming down the pike. Now, what does that mean for the person that's in business that, you know, it doesn't matter really what it is that they're doing? How do they play in this space? The only way for them to play in this space is to be seen. And the only way to be seen in this space is through the use of social media and internet. And if we are so overly concerned about how we're seen, what we're saying, if we're not developing that skill set to be able to do that, to communicate effectively to the target audience, you're going to be left behind. You will be in business one day and you will be basically out of business the next day. Because here's another problem that I've been talking about for over 10 years. And I told people about this and I said, listen, when we get to the other side of this, if you don't develop this skill, you're going to have a very big problem on your hands, because two things are going to take place. One, you're going to have to be proficient at being able to navigate your way from a business perspective through the uses of the internet and the devices and the applications that we have that function in a way for business. The other thing is that if you can't do that, or if you're limited in your ability to do that for whatever reason, you need to be able to do face-to-face business. You need to be able to do face-to-face sales. You need to be able to get on the phone and have a conversation with somebody and influence them from where they are into a buyer by conveying the value of your service or your product in their life. And I still see people that come to events or that contact our office and they're not doing it. They're staring at their phone. They're working on their website. They're thinking about their product. They're creating a different product. They're looking for any kind of a shortcut so that they don't have to get out there and actually put themselves out in the world so that they are seen and they can communicate intelligently with other individuals. I had a fascinating experience the other day with somebody who was interviewing me, and they were like, you know, when I think of you, I really kind of think of you like as the law of attraction guy. And I thought to myself, that is so fascinating that they put me in that box, because like the law of attraction is something I don't even do. Like, I barely even talk about it. It's mentioned in a few programs that I have, and mostly around my thoughts about it. What I do is I help people remove the blocks and the issues that they have so that they can go out there and communicate with other people in a way where their shame, their guilt, their stories from their parents are not getting it in the way. It's not this energetic idea that if you do that, the world is going to come to your door wanting your product and service. It's just not going to happen that way. There's a lot of people that are out there right now that are still trying to pump that information and they're playing off of people's weaknesses. They're playing off of the people that don't want to change. They don't want to learn how to sell. They don't want to learn how to market. What they really want to do is they want to dress up nice. They want to go to some exotic location. They want to learn some information. And they go back and they do absolutely nothing. And I see them everywhere. So you've got to ask yourself, as you're listening to this and you're going through your life, what is it you're resisting doing? Like, you're driving in your car right now. You're sitting in your office. Many of you are listening to this when you probably should be selling something or building your business. What is it that you're avoiding doing? Because if you're not willing to step out and really take your business and look at it from a holistic perspective and a long-term perspective and say, how can I take this and actually dominate what it is that I'm doing so that when people think of my product and service, they think of me? And because that's really where it's headed. The whole idea that you're going to be able to wiggle your way into a situation that is massively flooded with all kinds of people that are currently working their asses off preparing for this now is going to be non-existent. Here's what it'll force you to do. Because you won't be able to be seen in the social space, because it'll be taken up by huge, huge ad dollars to start off with, you won't be able to compete there. It'll get to the point where everybody jumps on the bandwagon of trying to DM the social influencer to get them to promote something. That'll become so flooded that nobody will respond to you. And it's really like anything else. Like, once the space becomes too crowded, yes, another space will be created. Yes, another technology will come along. But if you have not developed the chops to be able to go out there and adapt to that space, you're still stuck in a place where you gotta kind of have to do hand-to-hand combat out there in business if you're actually going to make it. And if you're willing to go out there and do that now, if you're willing to go out there and really develop the skill sets of communication and develop the skill sets of sales and develop the skill sets of interacting with your market in an intelligent way and moving quality products and services from you to the end consumer, then you're going to be able to take that and learn the different applications and the way that we can do it. It's always going to be that there's a product moving to a consumer. What is changing so rapidly is the technology on how that actually happens. So less time, as this moves forward, there's going to be less time where people are actually investigating, like deeply investigating, how much money they can save on toothpaste. They'll be able to say to Alexa, say, number one, they'll go for their brand, whatever their brand is. Like, they use Colgate or Crest or whatever, and they'll be able to say to Alexa, amount of toothpaste, you know, and then 20 minutes later, a tube of toothpaste will be at their door. It'll go to the place where we have smart technology that is so good that your toothpaste tube will communicate with your device, and it'll let it know that you're out of toothpaste, and it will automatically send you one. We'll have smart refrigerators. We're going to have everything is going to be smart at some point, so that it is really using your time as an advantage, so that you have more time, and then less time is actually spent on, you know, product research, price research. Where can you get the best deals? And if you'll be able to do settings where it'll be like, find me the cheapest toothpaste, and it'll send you the cheapest toothpaste automatically. It'll find out where it is, and it'll send it to you. So when that happens, like when things move into all voice technology, you're not going to be looking on the internet and seeing all the different brands where somebody actually has the ability to wedge themselves into your search, and you'll be able to see it and possibly get hooked into what they have to offer instead. So the concept behind this, again, goes back to what prevents us from being able to step into that place. What prevents us from being able to adapt to those ideas the very best that we can, so that we can leverage them as they come forward. And what that is it's our internal desire to actually be seen. I have watched speakers, including myself, get this question over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it really comes down to, what if I fail? Like, should I really be all in? Should I really be hustling the most that I can? What about the people that are talking about only working a few hours a day and having all kinds of passive income so that they can go sit on an island and drink out of a coconut? Like, there'll always be people that prey on the weak, that don't want to build themselves up and really understand how business works so that they could build a multi-million dollar company if they want to. Those people are always going to be out there. They always have been out there. They've always been susceptible to con people. They've always been susceptible to get rich quick schemes. And when it comes right down to it, the truth is that at some point, if they're really serious, they have to learn those lessons the hard way, and then they have to finally figure out that it's going to require education, it's going to require work, it's going to require application of what it is that they know, but it's also going to require the internal work that has to be done to separate themselves from the things that they're subconsciously worried about happening, that some of them are actually true and some of them are not true. They're really our imagination run wild in our mind. There's so many people that are being controlled. Their life is being controlled by the world that their parents told them about, or the world that the teachers told them about, or the world that the religion told them about. I heard a very interesting comment on the internet the other day where people were talking about, like, there's this huge debate going on about the health of the internet as far as society, like how healthy is it for society? This debate happens every time a new technology comes down the pike. And the person answered the question by, go look in the early 1900s and look up the kaleidoscope. And they were talking about how people were freaking the hell out because they said kids were spending too much time looking inside of a kaleidoscope and not spending time in the real world, and it was going to screw them up mentally or socially or whatever. None of this is new. Like, it happened with radio, it happened with television, it happened with video games. It's happening with the internet. It's happening with your smartphone. It's going to continue. Those fears are going to continue to be propagated by a lot of different people who what the truth is they just don't want to change. They want to refuse to believe that the world is actually changing. And all the technology that's coming forward is actually allowing us to advance in a really great way. My whole viewpoint on it is that what this ultimately does is it levels out society in a way where it's truth. Like, eventually it gets to the point where everything's exposed. Nothing can be hidden. We're all worried about privacy. You're only worried about privacy if you've got something to hide. If you totally own yourself and you don't have issues that are filled with shame and guilt and worry, you don't have anything to worry about. So the more that we get exposed, the more those things become vulnerable to exposure in the world. I think it's important to really understand that, because we're getting to the place where there is going to be no privacy the way that you once knew it 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. It's going away, folks. It's absolutely going away. There's cameras on every freaking corner. You're being watched constantly. Your behavior is being monitored constantly. And it's just the way that it is. And for us to think for a second that it's going to go backwards, it's not going to go backwards. I remember when I first started getting involved in self-improvement, and I was, and none of this existed. Like, there was no internet at the time. There was no social media. There was none of this. And I was in a room with a lot of people talking about the idea of self-promotion, like going out there, being yourself, being exposed. And they were saying, like, but what if people find out I made a mistake? And the whole idea of, you know, I feel like a fraud because I'm out there selling one thing, but I'm having problems in my life in another area. Everybody's having problems in their life in another area. That's not unique to just one person. It's just that we get so myopic about it that we think that we're the only ones that are having an actual issue. So I was just observing this conversation, and I was listening, and I was thinking to myself, what is the truth about this? Like, what is really going on with these individuals in their mind? And it's like, oh, they don't want their problems to be seen because they've got shame wrapped around those problems. But if they didn't have shame wrapped around those problems, it would be like, yeah, I've got a problem, and I really don't care what anybody else thinks about that problem. That's my problem. But they also came from a society where people shame everybody with problems. I think at some point you're going to see this disappear. Whether that happens like in my lifetime or not, I don't know. But here's the thing. Because more and more people have behaviors that are coming to the surface, and by the way, I am not condoning bad behavior, but it doesn't need to be bad behavior for it to be shamed. It could just be self-expression that people don't agree with. It doesn't necessarily make it bad behavior or illegal behavior. But because this is all coming to a place where it's going to be exposed for everyone, one of the things that is going to drop away is the judgment is going to start to drop away, because nobody is going to be in a place where they can hide what's going on in their life. You know, it's very easy for a news anchor to sit and propagate news about what's going on in someone else's life, and they're actually having affairs in their life, or they're an alcoholic in their life, or they're a drug abuser in their life, or they're beating their kids in their life, but nobody knows about it until somebody shines a light on it. In a very short period of time, the light's going to be shined on all of these things for everyone. So when I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, I'm entering this world where I'm going to be a public figure so to speak, and my life is going to be under a microscope to some degree. And I thought, I damn well better be really good with whatever it is in my life that I'm doing and being and having and expressing, so that if somebody says, hey, you know, you did this, or we saw you at a bar drinking with a bunch of guys, or whatever it is that it would be, that I would be like, yep, that's right. That's me. That's exactly what I did. I have absolutely no issue with it. If you have an issue with it, fuck off. It's my life. I'm going to live my life the way that I can. When you do that, you take the power away from those individuals. You completely take the power away from those individuals. So the other thing that it does is it removes the idea that we've got perfect people out there that have the right to tell us that we need to live perfect lives like they do, because they're fucking not living perfect lives. They have problems in their marriage. They've got problems in their health. They've got problems in their finances. Everybody has problems somewhere. There's nobody out there that's perfect. And another thing about this, we have this other stupid, crazy idea that if a person has problems, they can't give advice to somebody else. How freaking ridiculous is that? That would mean that no parent is qualified to raise a child, because there is no parent that doesn't have a problem. That would mean that no business is qualified to give advice because they're having a problem. What it comes down to is responsibility. Like, that is the key right there to freedom. If we have the ability, if we accept self-responsibility for everything that we do, when we make a mistake, when we make an error, when we do something wrong, we can say, yep, I did it. I have no shame around it. And I understand that it was an error. And here's what I'm going to do to work on fixing that. And then the more people that do that, the more we all win. The more that we all win. When we take that judgment on a society, we win. Judgment and shame keep things hidden. Secrets keep people in bad behavior, because people have to feel like they have to protect themselves from everything that's going on, right? There are no victims out there. There's only people that participate in things that cause victimization, whether that's the way that they're thinking or their behavior or ignorance. It doesn't matter what it is. So we have to really rise above the ideas that keep our own insecurity safe and step out. And for me, when it comes to business, you better take a damn close look at what your insecurities are. And I don't care what it costs. I don't care what the time investment is on it. I don't care how vulnerable you have to be. You better wake up to the fucking fact that you got to do something about it, or you're going to be left behind. You're going to be in a really bad situation, because the world is moving at such a rapid clip. You know, I was saying this one time in a live event that not that long ago. We no longer have time for experience. We have to leverage information, right? And yes, we will get experience as we leverage information, but the days of, like, I need 20 years of experience doing something before I can actually apply it in my life, those days are over. All the information that's out there is available at our fingertips. It's called Google, in case you haven't heard of it, right? Everything that you could possibly want to know is there. All you have to do is look it up. It'll tell you how to do whatever it is that you need to do. It'll give you the education that you need from an intellectual perspective and an application perspective. In minutes, it does not take long to be able to research something, figure out how to do it, and then begin applying it so that you can become good at it, so that you can become effective in your life and you can become effective in your business. We've also have to come to this realization, like, really quick. The amount of money that you need to be able to do the things that you say that you want to do is everywhere. The whole idea that people make this freaking excuse that they don't have the money, like, what world are you living in where you don't think that you have the money? Just because it's not in your bank account doesn't mean that you don't have it. Everybody on the planet has the same amount of money. They're living in ignorance, and they're living in what they're not willing to do to be able to bring that money into their life so they can advance it. All right, that's my rant for the day. You guys go out there, be grateful today, love today, share today, and get rid of your shame today. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.